Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yitzchum Mustaf Pei Gimel. We are starting about the fifth line with a quote from the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Lo Yichadesh Badavar. In the Vilna Torah Sadaf, it's on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, just about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, let's remember that the first case of Mishnah was a barrel of Truman became Suffolk Tame, and we had three opinions what to do. Rabbi Lezer was the most machmir that even though it's Suffolk Tame, one must ensure that it does become Vadai. So if it was open, he has to close it, and if it was in a busy public area, he has to bring it to a quiet private area where there's less of a chance of becoming Tamei. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, was most makel. The one can even bring it to a public area or uncover it, even though it's going to most likely become Tamei. And Rabbi Gamliel was midline. He said, don't do anything. Lo yichadish badavar. So now the Gemara says, Tanavantani, we learned over there in Mishnah. Once again, talk about a bechor, which is a firstborn kosher animal, and it's given to the kain, and it's brought as a karbon. We know that if it has a mum, it's just shechted regularly, not as a karbon. So what do we have over here? A bechor she'achzu dam, a bechor that has some sort of congestion of blood, a filu mace, even if it's going to die, ein makiz in lo'yis adam, no doing hakazas adam, no doing bloodletting to help relieve it of this condition. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. That's because when we do hakazas adam to the animal, that's considered making a mum in it, and we know it's usher to be matal mum b'kachim, to cause a mum in a karbon. So even though this animal is going to die, we're not allowed to touch it according to Rav Yehuda. V'chamer l'cham say yakiz ubavad shelo yase b'mum. That's a proper girsa. As long as he doesn't cause a mum to happen to it, vim asa b'mum. But if he does cause a mum, hareiz alo yishchait alav. He's not allowed to shechel this animal because of this mum. As we just said, if a bechar gets a mum, we're allowed to shechel like regular, and it's not a karbon; it's just regular chulin. So according to the chachamim, if he bloodlet this animal and that caused the mum, so that's not a mum he's allowed to shechted because of, and he has to wait till it develops another mum on its own, and only then it's considered chulin and he's allowed to shechted. Now Reb Shimon says yakiz va'afal pishas by mum. He could lechatchila do hakazas adam even though he's putting a mum on the animal. So Rav Ozer says Reb Shimon Reb Lazar asked Reb Yehuda Reb Gamliel. Reb Yehuda holds a Reb Gamliel of our Mishnah because Reb Gamliel in our Mishnah said lo yichadish badavar, don't touch it, and Reb Yehuda similarly over here says don't touch the animal even though it's going to die. Rabbanan Reb Lazar, Rabbanan hold like Reb Lazar. Just like Reb Lazar in the Mishnah had said, we have to ensure that nothing happens to this truma, and therefore if it's open, we have to close it, and if it's in a busy place, we have to put it in a private area. Rabbanan holds similarly over here. We have to actively ensure that nothing happens to the Bechar, and that's why we want to bloodlet it to make sure that it doesn't die, but at the same time, we have to be very careful it doesn't get a mum. And with Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yeshua, just like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah had said that we could be garim toma lechat chila to this barrel of truma, and even though it's closed, we can open it, or if it's in a private, quiet area, we could bring it to a busy public area. Reb Shimon over here holds lechat chila, do hakazas adam, even though it's going to get a mum. And the Gemara continues, Vatani Reb Shimon, that's a proper gersa, not Vatani B'Shem Reb Shimon, but Vatani Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon teaches in Braisa, Yakez, Va'afal Pishu Mischav and Lasus by mum, he could do hakazas adam, even though he has kavana, that he's putting a mum in this animal. Va'azak Reb Yeshua Achraya, and this is just like Reb Yeshua of the later part of the Mishnah, meaning of the safe of the Mishnah, which we've been discussing extensively the past number of dafim. And on to Pegel Mabez on top, we continue. Reb Avoh says, B'Shem Reb Shimon Lakish, time is Reb Yuda, what's Reb Yuda's source that we are not allowed to do hakazas adam to this bachar, and we're not allowed to cause a mum to happen, even though it's going to die? That's because the pasuk in regards to the isra of eating the blood of a bechar says, "Loisach lenu, don't eat it. Ala arz shibchanu kamayim, spill it on the ground like water." And what do we learn from here? Loitartel chadamai ala shayfcham. I only permit you to do the following thing to its blood: to spill it out. And spilling it out is only in regards to two things: if it's zrika on the mizbeach because it's a karbon, or if it got a mum on its own and he's shechting it just for Shabbos for a barbecue because regular chulin. So then he's allowed to spill its blood. But just to spill its blood for hakazas hadam for bloodletting, that's not allowed. Now, Basar of Abba Mari, Achad Rabbi Yosi, Rav Abba Mari, the brother Rabbi Yosi, asked the following question: Vabepsulim Mukdashin, in regards to a karbon that became pasul because it had a mum and then it was redeemed, meaning its kedusha was transferred onto money. Ksev the pasuk says Loisech Lenu Al Arsish Bchanu Kamayim. So we have the same exact pasuk. What do we learn from this pasuk? And it can't be that we learn the same thing, that hakazas hadam is usher to this animal that's psulim mukdashim, because since it was redeemed, it's considered 100% chulin, and we're allowed to do whatever we want with it. We could even do hakazas hadam. So what are we learning out of Al Arsish Bchanu Kamayim? And the answer is Amar Chia Bar Abba Lehechsher Asamris. It's a totally different drasha. It has to do with hechsher oichlim. We've learned about this previously. In order for food to be susceptible to makabel toma, it has become wet with one of the seven liquids, and blood is included in one of them. And how do we know that blood is included? So this is where the drasha comes from. Ma mai machshirim avdam machshir. Just like water is machshir something to makabel toma, blood is also machshir something to makabel toma. And we know water because it says it directly in the pasuk. And we see over here in this pasuk that blood is compared to water because it says loisach lenu, don't eat the blood. Al arz tishpechenu kamayim, spill it on the ground like water. So that's what we're learning out of this pasuk. Nothing to do with bloodletting of an animal. And the Gemara continues. Rav Avoh says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ushneihem, both of them, meaning the other tanaim, Reb Shimon and Lechamim, mikra echad darshu. They both darshu in the same pasuk. They just argue how to understand the pasuk. In regards to karban shlamim, the pasuk tells us as follows: tamim yeh, shall be whole and unblemished, l'ratzayin, as an appeasement or as an acceptance for Hashem. Kol mum lo yiyabai, it's not allowed to have any mum. And again, that's just talking about a regular karban shlamim. Reb Shimon darshins the following: b'shashu l'ratzayin, ein at rishai liten by mum. If this karban is going to be l'ratzayin because it doesn't have have any mum in it, so you're not allowed to place a mum on this animal. However, if it's not l'ratzayin anyway because it has a mum, so you are allowed to put a mum on the animal. And this bechar that has this blood issue, there's some sort of blood congestion, is already considered to have a mum, and therefore you doing hakazas adam is not a problem. Yes, you're right, you're adding a mum, but it already has a mum, so there's no issue. However, chachamim say, afilu kulay mumin einat rashay liten b'mum, even if the entire animal is full of mumin, you are not allowed to put a mum on this animal. And the way the chacham darshan is that kol mum, even if the entire animal is full of mumin, lo yabai, you are not allowed to place a mum on it. And that's why the chachamim say that you're only allowed to bloodlet if you're not going to put a mum on this animal. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.